This is NPR.
A rare earthquake has struck parts of Britain. The quake had a magnitude of 5.2, and there were no reports of any deaths or serious damage. It struck about an hour after midnight, and many people reported being awakened by the tremors. Earthquakes are uncommon in the UK, and today's was the largest there for nearly 25 years. The European Union has fined Microsoft a whopping $1.3 billion for charging rivals too much for software information. EU regulators slapped Microsoft with the fine today, saying the company charged, quote, unreasonable prices until last October to software developers who wanted to make products compatible with the Windows operating system. Microsoft immediately contested the fine, saying these issues have since been resolved, and the company is now working to make its products more open. The fine is the largest ever for a single company and the first time the EU has penalized a business for failing to obey an antitrust order. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly in favor of debating a bill about a timetable for troop withdrawal from Iraq. The bill would require the Bush administration to start removing troops from Iraq in 120 days and cut funding for battlefield deployments. While Senate Republicans remain opposed to any timeline for withdrawal, they say they want to use the open debate to talk about recent successes in Iraq. Florida officials today are still trying to figure out why a glitch at a power substation triggered a blackout that cut electricity to millions across South Florida. Here's NPR's Greg Allen with details.
The power outage hit shortly after 1 p.m. Tuesday. Officials with Florida Power and Light say protective devices should have isolated the problem at the substation. Instead, the failure there immediately tripped the shutdown of a nuclear power plant south of Miami. When that plant with its twin reactors went offline, it triggered a series of outages that spread as far north as Tampa and Daytona Beach. In Miami, the blackout's main impact was on traffic. With traffic lights out and people leaving work early, much of the city went into gridlock. Power companies across the state worked quickly to restore electricity. FPL says it's investigating what caused the fire and why it triggered the regional blackout. A federally regulated agency, the North American Electric Reliability Council, says it will also look at the outage and make recommendations on how to avoid similar disruptions in the future.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Alas, it's true. According to a new survey, American teenagers are living in, quote, stunning ignorance when it comes to basic history and literature. An advocacy group called Common Core commissioned the phone survey and released results yesterday. In the survey, 1,200 17-year-olds were called in January and asked to answer 33 multiple-choice questions read to them aloud. One in four didn't know when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, 1492, by the way, and about a quarter identified Hitler as a munitions maker instead of Germany's chancellor in World War II. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.